I have one question, if I may, from my experience during this day. if the alive interests on process arise, there is a touch of, even I would say, adventure in positive way. And I feel very alive, and there is quite clear difference between desire and aversion.
Desire and?
And aversion towards the object. There's a quite...
Aversion.
Could you tell us more about these alive interests on process, which has the touch of even adventure?
Oh, adventure. What question? Huh? What question? What kind of? Or what question? I don't understand very well.
If you could tell us more about this alive interest and
process. Alive.
Alive interests.
Right. How do we interest?
Living interest.
Living.
Vivid
interest.
Very clear interest. If you can,
which is the opposite of to be stuck.
Huh? Opposite of?
It's the opposite of to be stuck in the control. The opposite is interest, which is very alive.
Okay. I feel very quiet difference between if I try to control something, the process, so I get stuck.
Oh.
Yeah. And the opposite, if the interest is there,
If the interest on process,
I feel at the same time quite alive.
So if it's you want to be alive, then you must be flow the natural process.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you tell us more about the process?
If you control, you are stuck, right?
Yes, precisely.
So
it's quite clear difference.
We are not trying to control. So let it be. There are process happening itself. They do their job, right?
Yeah.
So we only need to be watching the process. Yeah?
Yes.
That's all. Life. So interest means if you want to understand, become interest.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay.
Difficult to say.
Last 2 days, I experienced a lot of dullness and sleepiness in one hand. And in the other hand, loads of thinking and wandering mind.
Mm.
They are like changing, yeah? Until now, I was mostly working with aversion, hatred, stuff like that in the mind, very clear in the mind.
Okay,
yeah?
Okay.
The craving, I can observe the craving as well. It's more subtle, but I can catch or I can.
You can observe, you can observe with right view or equanimity. Then the craving is not increase, come down.
Yeah. In these moments, I'm careful about the attitude, because I used to say I am angry or I am greedy or whatever. Now I more remind myself that there is an anger in the mind,
right,
present in this moment.
Yeah.
So I watch it more as an object.
Yes,
yeah.
Objectively.
Yeah.
You can watch with this objectively.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So important thing is you must have right view.
Yeah.
About this negative situation.
Yeah.
Darkness,
uh-huh,
angry, aversion.
Yeah.
The same with the craving, the same principle.
Yeah.
Any defilement,
yeah,
craving or aversion,
yeah.
We must have right view.
Uh-huh.
The same principle.
Uh-huh.
As a nature, impersonal. And objectively, we watch.
What I'm trying to
say... Important thing is you not resist to this negative Negative situation, because you have a right view, right attitude, you are not resist to this unpleasant situation.
I need to remind myself, because
yes,
I got quite familiar with the hatred and with the craving, but now with the wandering mind and with the dullness and even doubt, actually, it's even more subtle.
Okay. Yeah?
And I find myself struggling with such a state for minutes, for let's say 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then I realize what is happening actually, you know? And then again, like out of habit, I am sleepy. Oh, I have wandering mind. And then again, I need to change this
view. Come back again and again.
You need
to change back, change to the right view again and again. That's all.
So, again, I told...
Yeah, you need to remind again.
Not I'm
because
sleepy.
Because wrong view is often coming back. So, you need to change the right view and to continue aware.
The
important thing is that you need to know the wrong view is coming, coming. You not follow the wrong view, that's all.
What I realized, actually, that the sleepiness and the wandering mind are changing, like left and right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever happened.
It's changing. These two, last 2 days, more craving also, but these two, dullness, sleepiness, and wandering mind.
You can handle... Hand on me is you can watch. This is an object.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay. Mean your attitude become more and more right to this negative situation. Yeah. Every defilement, the same we face this attitude. Objectively, we watch.
Yeah, yeah.
But you need to be patient, right? Very patient.
Experience. Tension, actually, when I feel I got stuck in sleepiness or in wandering mind, it hit me when you said the mind actually never ever wander away. It just arises and passes away in this moment. You know, so. I try to see that what is actually happening,
right?
Like images coming and passing away in the mind, and I feel some kind of holding. I even can feel it in my trunk, like contracting, trying to hold, or
trying to too much. If you try too much, become you tense.
I feel the tension.
I explain about this, that the mind is wander, not wander away. Because of people always think the mind wander away, right? The English word is wander away.
Yeah.
So if you think this is mind wander away, you need to pull back. So the mind nature is not never wander away. The mind is thinking mind arising, memory mind arising.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, then they gone. Rising and gone. That's all. So you need to do. You don't need to pull back. So this is a right view. Just watching. Every time they are rising, you need to know this is arise. This is arise. But idea is very important. You think this away, go away means go back. Pull back. That's why people try too hard to bring back to the present moment. Then nothing to do. You notice they come arising. The thinking mind arising, and you notice, and they gone.
Yes,
but you not try to see, not try to see. Just try to aware. Different, very different idea. You know, the meaning is different, very different. Try to see and try to aware different. You try to see. You try to control. You expect. You have a target. You must see this experience. So then you start to control it. Then you become like this. I said, try to be aware. That they come and they go. This is idea, knowledge. You have this knowledge enough. Nothing to do. Try to change the experience. Try to see the process detail. We are not trying to see what we want. They show me, we watching what they show. So that's why energy very different. Because of idea. That I try to change this yogi for yogi. I try to change this attitude. What attitude is he practicing that I want to know? My duty is try to change the right idea. Right? Now you see, I said this, the mind wander, no wander, the mind must be rising here, disappear here. So you want to see this. Then you are controlling. So that's why you try to control and become dense. That's why sometimes I remind you, what are you trying? Check your attitude, what are you trying? We are not trying to do something, try to see something, try to do nothing.
Yeah.
We are trying to awareness present. Let it be. Experience, let the experience come itself. We're not trying to do anything more experience. This is not our responsibility. Our responsibility is how to think, how to aware, how to when in present, again, again, again. That's all. Okay? Right.
I'm often asking a question. What is happening? And you suggest, what is happening? Is the mind aware? And if yes, what is it aware of? What is the object?
What the mind is aware of.
Yeah. But more often, I find myself that I'm not aware.
Okay.
So I'm asking myself, and it's actually older question.
So you notice you are not aware.
Yeah.
And awareness is, come back.
I'm just asking myself, yeah, what is actually happening when I'm not aware.
Yes.
So and it brings a curiosity to the time.
How do you know when you are not awareness?
because I know that, let's say, for last 10 minutes, the awareness was completely lost in thought.
Lost. So mean this is a pass.
Yeah.
You cannot know.
Yeah, but I know that the awareness was not present last few minutes.
That means you now you recognize awareness present.
Yes, right. Yes. Uh-huh.
You recognize the situation meaning before you are not aware.
Uh-huh.
So means awareness come back.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is that I'm trying to find out when the awareness is weakening and getting lost, actually.
Oh. Because so you need to be awake, more awake.
Yeah.
Because the awareness is weaker and weaker, that time you notice, you're not lost.
Yeah.
If you not notice, aware effort is weaker, then the thinking coming and lost.
Usually, it's connected with some pleasant feeling, actually.
Because of?
The awareness is getting lost because of some pleasant feeling.
Oh, yes.
Usually connected with the
that's
with
the nature.
With the right thoughts, right? Something interesting in the ideas, you know.
Then
feeling, pleasant feeling comes, you know, and the awareness is gone, yeah.
If you are liking or enjoying, then effort immediately weak. Because of defilement coming, the wholesome mind is weak. Effort is weak. That's why awareness lost. The pleasant situation comes, the mind enjoy.
But I enjoy thinking so much. That's the problem. Yeah.
You try to know about this process. Whatever. Don't complain about what's happening. If you awareness come back or not, this is your responsibility. Your responsibility is awareness present or not. Checking again and again. If you awareness present, then you can know the craving there. Whatever is clear, that's enough. No need to complain about what's happening. Right?
I have two interesting experiences again.
Okay.
First one was, I think, 2 days ago. I was sitting and I felt my awareness was quite good. And suddenly, out of nowhere, some very tiny storyline, and attached big big fear. So it jumped on me, you know, like big tiger, and fear was, you know, whoosh. It was there from head to toe, like
very strong.
Dramatic. Yeah, very strong. And but my awareness was good, so it came, and I did not react, and again it left.
Right.
And but I, at that moment, I thought, oh, now my awareness is good. I should investigate some more. And I tried to catch it when it was leaving, but I couldn't catch
already.
It. So and,
already.
And
so you need to ready. You must ready. Then whatever happening, then you have ready. Then you can learn. You can investigate. Now you remember to investigate, but late already.
Okay.
So wait, next one.
So investigation would have been okay. It's not a wrong view.
Yes,
then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you can investigate. If you know your awareness ready, awareness good, come.
Okay.
Right. Good.
So other story is this morning, I woke up again with some story of jealousy, fear. And again, tiger was there, small tiger looking at me, tiger of fear.
Yeah.
And tiger looking at me, me looking at tiger, and I thought.
You fear about what?
Huh?
Fear about.
Fear
what?
About because of the story content, because of some jealousy.
Oh.
Okay. So.
So. You fear the jealousy is come. Fear about.
Jealousy
what?
Was there.
There.
So I thought about it, but jealousy always leads me to fear.
Oh, okay. Then,
so the fear stayed with me. Storyline stayed with me again. I was somehow aware, and I told the tiger, "Wait, I'm not ready. It's too early in the morning." And we went to brush and wash and everything together with the tiger and. Walk down to the Dhamma
so
hall.
That mean you mean that mean is that you know the fear is already there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
So, and I sat on my seat because I thought, okay, this is a better place. I can be more aware. So and
you can do like this. That time fear is there.
Yeah.
You want to eye on it. You try to continue aware of that your fear. Other things let it be. Other thing, no need to focus.
Yeah, yeah.
Continue watching this. How they are walking. This tiger, how to go. You continue watching. You can do this in daily activity. That time you're not walking aware of your action. No need. Not important.
Yeah.
This is important. So you can all continue watching your fear happening.
Yes. I'm more.
No need to wait the time to sitting.
Mm.
Continue watching. Stay there. You know the awareness there. There is there. You continue watching. I want it. This fear is increase or decrease.
Yeah.
Continue checking. Can you? This is you can awareness also continuously present. And together with the action. Action is not very important at that time, right? When mental this object is more important, so we need to act on it, feeling all the time. Or stay there, the tiger becomes small, bigger, right?
Yeah, right. So right. I sat on the chair, on my seat, and tiger put his head like little cat on my lap.
That time you watching this fear and thoughts.
Yes.
How the thought feed that this fear is increased. That is investigation. How the fear is there, how the fear is increased. And also but how the
decrease,
fear is disappear.
Yeah.
This is a unique investigation this way. Right?
I don't understand, but I need to check the interaction between thought
and fear
and the feeling.
Feeling. If fear is there, mean is you have some idea is already there.
Yeah.
Some thought, some idea, some
yes,
thinking,
yes.
More subtle level. There are some thinking is there, that's why fear is continue happening. So you need to eye on the fear and check the thoughts. What kind of thoughts coming?
The content of the thought also?
Yeah. What idea? What thoughts there?
Look, for some reason, I was not interested in the storyline. I just
not story
stayed
line.
With it.
The way to think, the idea, some idea make this fear increase, right? The fear is always there is because of some idea is there. You need to check what the mind thinking. If you're not thinking, okay, no problem. Continue watching the fear and thoughts, checking. I try to tell you, it's check.
Maybe sometimes you can see that what idea make this fear is still there. Understand? Yeah. Checking the thought and fear. Feeling is always in the connection of the thought. Because you think something is fearful. That's why fear is there. Actually, the mind, because of your mind judging, the fear feeling is there. Whatever, you can watch about this fear. And that time, what the mind can thinking arising. This is all the mental state.
But I still don't understand what you mean by thought, if it's not the storyline.
Yes, say something. The mind is not... Actually, it's the thinking is a word. The sentence, right? Beyond the sentence, what idea you have?
Okay.
Right? Thought is simple. Thought is not defilement. But this beyond the thought is some motivation is there. Some idea is there. That's why the thinking happening. Image or thought, beyond the thought, thought is neutral. Angry also thought, thinking coming. When am I angry, thinking coming. Craving come, thinking coming. Wholesome mind come, also thinking come. Thinking is, this is not very important. Beyond the thinking, some idea you holding. Motivating. Motivation is there. Then this continue happening. Feeling. That's why you need to check the thought. Thought being aware. What kind of awareness? Well, what kind of thinking? Right?
Okay.
And this fear is how the fears increase. Normally, sometimes the fear is decrease, right? Sometimes increase. What motivate this? Right? Okay.
But usually it's the identification which increases or decreases.
Yes, yes, that's why, That's why. Then you notice you identify there, then you become changed, the attitude comes, this is nature, then going down. Then you understanding this cause and effect. What is make this fear increase? What make this decrease?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Right. Now you already knowing. Why do you keep continue this fear continue? Right? You are not careful. You are not very aware of this. So you are blessing tea or something. For me, it's some defilement is there. I don't wear other thing. This already, the mind know already. I only this. How this working? Right? Yeah. That means more investigate about this. Immediately now investigate. Not let the sitting time, wait the sitting time. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Can I add one more question?
Yes.
I was reading through your books with the yogis' interviews and I got a little confused about the mind and the awareness. So there's the object and the mind, and when they connect, there's the knowing mind that is just the knowing mind has some object.
Contact.
Yes. And behind there's the observing mind.
Yes, awareness.
In between there's the awareness, could you say that?
No. This observing mind is awareness.
Okay.
Sometimes I use observing mind, sometimes awareness, mindfulness, the same.
Okay.
Watching mind, meditating mind, the same. I use this awareness, watching mind, recognizing, the same. Meditating mind also, the same. The same quality, the same mind.
So when there's no observing mind or no awareness, it's just identification then, and then...
Then you don't know, you're not experiencing
no
about this knowing mind.
Yes, yes.
Because the object and knowing mind happen all the time, because of contact.
Yes,
mind
yes.
and object contact all the time happen. If you don't aware, you don't know. When you are aware, you know this happening, this mind, knowing mind and object happening.
Okay.
Right.
And also, is it possible that sometimes there's no object in the knowing mind and just awareness is
no,
there?
No. Impossible.
Not possible. Awareness cannot be the object.
Every mind have his own object. This is a nature. Without object, no mind. Every mind have his own object.
So there cannot be awareness in the mind only?
What?
Only awareness, like can be awareness the object of the mind?
Right.
That's possible?
No.
Not possible?
Not possible.
Every time I wear, there's an object. Every mind has its own object.
Okay.
Knowing mind or awareness mind, whatever, any mind has its own object already. So there's no object is impossible. Because you don't see or you don't understand, people say no object. Sometimes object is so subtle or you don't know what it is. Then people said, no object. They don't understand. Sometimes mind object also, he don't what is the mind.
Mm.
Then he said, there's no object. Sometimes people, they aware the physical object is object. Sometimes the mind awareness and concentration is better and better. He know the mind itself. Awareness better and better. Sometimes he's changed, the build like change like this. Awareness becomes, see his the mind, the mental state. Sometimes physical object disappear. Cannot catch, disappear because of his direction change. He more aware of the mind. So five sense door is a physical sense of five sense door. It's not appear. That time, people, they don't know this tranquil or still, peaceful is object, they don't know. And also, this object is mind, object, they don't know what is the mind, what is the object. Then they said, physical object disappear.
Mm-hmm.
No object, they try to say it like this. Actually, is object is always there. Cross level or subtle level. Some people, they don't know the subtle level. Cross level, they don't see. Right?
When the mind is the object?
Yes. Object is a physical or mental. It can happen. Anyway.
Okay, so when the mind is the object, there is no quality?
Yes, there has quality. Any mind has own quality. Thinking mind, feeling, intention, there's many of mind. You can aware of this happening.
Okay.
Thinking is mind. Knowing is mind.
Yeah.
Feeling is mind. Intention is mind.
But this is the mind looking on something. Five sense door.
Right.
When the mind looks on its to itself, towards itself.
Right. That's why you can aware awareness better and better. Awareness can recognize the awareness present.
Yeah. And has it quality?
Yes. There's every mind have his own characteristic have. Quality or characteristic.
Uh-huh.
Well, if defilement mind also have this, his quality, characteristic, angry, it's a quality. Okay. Craving also quality have, right? Or intensity, strong or weak.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm.
Shadow, I have I have a problem in understanding the various minds because for me,
where is the mind?
Yeah, I know the mind and I watch the mind. Always watch the mind.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That is not the problem. Yeah. That is not a problem. But I cannot. The understanding is that there is one mind. To me, there is one mind, but many thoughts and many feelings and whatever.
There's a mind also.
That is, but I cannot
that's
see.
That's not one mind.
I cannot this see many mind. Many minds.
Yeah, this is also mind, right?
Yes.
One mind is what you're saying is what is the mind?
I see the mind is the mind and just things appear in the mind. But I cannot see many minds.
Oh.
You know
this
what
is
I mean?
This is a river. The mind is process happening.
Yes.
This is a river.
Yes.
In the river, we call this a mind process happening. Yes. One process happening.
Yes.
In this we call one mind. Mm-hmm. This no, actually this is not one mind. This is a mind door. You can say mind door.
Okay.
Many mind appear in the mind door.
Mm-hmm.
No, mind door is appear in the this stream.
The
people this is a one mind, but not actually not one mind. It is how do you know how to watch that this how to say this this river, how to watch this river. If you don't know this, you cannot watch the mind. Every mind happening here, right? So now you understand how to watch this one. So many functions is there.
Yeah, but I mean, I know I'm very used to watch the mind. I nearly always only watch
now
the mind.
Because of your understanding. No, what is the mind? That's why he can watch the mind.
Yeah. It's
but
just
the mind is nowhere. This
no,
is nowhere,
it's nowhere. Yeah. It's nowhere, but it is just something happening.
Because of experience. Many experience, the mind understanding how to watch this.
Mm. Yeah, it's just
all mind function is appear in this.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah, okay, good. But it's not so important if I see many, if I have the understanding of many minds, or if I have the understanding of a flow, of a rising, it's not important. Is it important? An understanding, because is it important to understand
important
many
is,
minds?
If you, I say important, you try to see.
Yeah.
But if your awareness is good, you can see.
Yeah, but I can only... Yes, I see...
We need to know about the mental process. Depend on your awareness quality better, you can see changing or...
Yes,
rising,
I see all the time.
Yeah,
yes.
That's enough.
Oh. And then there's another thing, because the mind... Now, what is happening in my practice is that apparently there is an understanding there, but the mind doesn't know that there is an understanding. You know, there is understanding, but the mind does not realize that this is an understanding.
Okay.
And now what the mind tries to do is to look for the understanding, to look...
Checking.
What is the understanding?
More checking, then you more realize.
Yeah. What is this?
Because of people, beginning, we are eager to watch the... experience.
Yes.
Now we need to check back the mind. What's the mind there?
Yes.
The meditating mind, checking again and again. Then slowly you know in the your meditating mind or watching mind, there's some understanding.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Some wisdom is there.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I many times you tell you,
yes.
So you slowly you notice.
Yes.
And then you can slowly you can find out.
Yes. Right. Yes. So that is how I do now to look for the understanding.
That means it's a wisdom not complete yet. Then
no.
He don't know many things. And the mind more understanding, then he can see many things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who next?
I'm catching the ball because...
Catching?
Catching the ball, the idea.
Oh.
Because about... It's about a state where this is no wisdom mind, right?
Yeah.
So it's just watching. Is there anything you can do to get more wisdom, or is it just waiting, practicing?
If your wisdom is present, you don't need to do anything.
No, there's no wisdom. There's just...
If you're not wisdom, you need to use the question.
Question.
To
what
make
kind of question?
Alert, awake.
What kind of question then?
Oof. You can use any question to it be interest.
Yeah, but
what do you? What is anything else? Only you know this object. Anything else? What is the object? What is the mind?
Yeah.
What do you understand now? Many things.
It's just a little bit. The no wisdom mind says, "I have heard it along." You know, I know. I ask this question and I ask this question. I know it all.
Actually, the most of the wisdom mind is use the WH question. What
Sorry?
Is this? WH question.
What is this?
What is this?
What is this?
How this happening? Why is this happening? That is the most of the wisdom idea is thinking this way. If you don't know this question, the mind become more awake, more alert.
Mm-hmm.
And more find out the more look what is going on. That means is make the wisdom is, for example, if the business, right?
Yeah.
Then you more understanding talking about business. How to make them your business bigger, strong, better and better.
You
need to find many ways.
So
right? How to do better, right?
Okay.
You asking how to do better, then you start to find them, got information, right?
Okay. So let's say, for example, the goal is to get less suffering, right?
Mm.
So for me, it's okay to suffer. Yes, I know.
Where's this come from? Suffering is, what is the suffering?
Yeah.
How this working?
Yeah.
If suffering come in the physical or mental, how they happening?
Yeah.
Why does mind is suffer?
Yeah.
Oh, many things.
Okay, yeah.
Right? If your business is going down.
Yeah.
Right? Your business is going down. So how to do? Only asking how to do, then your wisdom is coming. Because of business, the people are very awake. I learned.
I know,
right?
I know how it is. Yeah.
How to make benefit?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Because, but it's funny.
Because the same way, business and meditation and business, it's okay. Find the money, make the money, and make the wisdom come. The same principle.
It's okay.
You know how to make. That's why people they have a wisdom. That's why they can make business bigger, stronger and stronger.
Mm.
Explode their business. They don't have wisdom. They cannot do anything.
Mm. But I don't know how it works. You know, I see. I can see the suffering.
But you can see the activity of mind. Then you know how they are working. If you don't see the activity of mind, then you don't know how to. But they are working already. They are working already.
It's very strange because it feels like you know how you say Sackgasse.
A one way.
You know.
Dead end. Road.
Dead end road, you know. I feel like a dead end road. I feel like stuck in, you know.
Yeah,
just
right.
Like, okay. Right.
That state is very important.
Yeah.
How do wisdom growing? People, they don't understand. There is a problem. They're watching, they're mindful, they know. Then they calm down, then stuck.
Yeah,
How do wisdom growing? That time is a, the wisdom, how to do this?
Yeah.
You must have a lot of experience.
Yeah.
For example, my teacher told me like this. He asked the question, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but he asked him about this experience. From this experience, he asked him why.
Okay.
So I need to more aware of this.
Okay.
I want to get the answer. I need to more watching this experience again and again and again. That's all.
So how is it? Is it to be stacked, for example?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This is a mind walk, so very difficult to show you. But if you understand, then understand. If you not understand, confuse.
Yeah.
This is the nature of the mind. You cannot show you the mind how to walk like this.
Yeah. Okay, I get a little idea, yeah.
Right.
So one question could be just to ask, how is
if you have some difficulty in your life,
yeah,
or your family case or something case, difficulty, then what are you doing?
Right, yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, just looking what's going wrong, right?
Yeah, you how to do.
Yeah.
You start to think how to do, right? And find out. Only thinking cannot do anything, also cannot solve the problem.
Yeah.
Thinking and go and do something.
Trying,
yes.
Okay, trying. Right. Trying what? What trying? With the mind. But
No. The trying is, if you have this principle, in your life principle, what are you doing? You just checking where your, what are you, when you are difficulty time, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You already do, why are you asking
me?
Yeah,
I do, yes.
Right?
Yes, but this is
if you have no money, how to do?
This is just a point where I feel stuck, right?
Right,
because
that's right.
In
yeah.
normal daily life, and now how to solve problems? Okay, my car is broken. I ask Yuri. Yeah, he will make it. No, but so there's the solutions, right?
Yeah.
So I know how to do it, but here it's just. I feel
so. If you have no money, how to do?
I know.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
yeah.
you know.
I know.
Because you have information, many things, bank or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you have information?
Yeah.
Then you can do.
Right, but
if you don't know, ask other people.
Yeah, but here's you know. I feel like there's a kind of suffering. I know it. I looked for it. You know, for hours, days. You know, weeks. I looked it.
So when you have suffer, what happening? Feeling.
Yeah.
Then thinking.
Yeah.
Body sensation.
Yeah.
Then you can know.
Yeah, I did
then
it.
Then watch this.
I know, I feel.
Again, it. Again, again. What kind of thought? What kind of idea?
Okay. Okay.
Right? Yeah. Again, again, you need to watch how the feeling going where your suffering is not all the time suffering, right?
No, right. Yeah, yeah. It changes.
Why is this changing? Why is this changing?
Yeah.
Right? Mm. Like a nature, you want to understand the element nature, they go to the forest. Because animals live there. They go to the forest, what they are
course.
Doing.
Yeah.
Mm. Like this. And recording.
You're right, yeah.
That's all.
It's more pleasant, you know, watching how animals. Do
this is a learning process, huh?
Yeah.
The car.
Okay. Oh. I look for the animals. Okay.
Like a scientist.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
This part is important, but because everybody knows it's watching the object. Continue watching, the mind calm down, then all peaceful. Meditation is peaceful. That everybody knows this much.
Right.
But vipassana is not like this. Vipassana is to grow the understanding. Its aim is the wisdom, not calmness. Calmness is not our aim.
Oh, right.
This is a byproduct. If your wisdom is growing, the peacefulness is already there. So we no need to get this peacefulness. We need to be have more valuable is understanding.
You know, when you climb a rock, and you don't know how, then some people can tell you, put your feet there. But you're not telling me where I should put the feet, right?
Your feeling, your thoughts, your body sensation.
Okay. Okay. More of it. Okay.
Only this way, the mind job. This is a mind job, not physical job.
Of course, yeah. Right?
Basic is we can watch only two objects, physical or mental.
Yeah.
That's two objects only. Physical is one, mental is one nature. Mm-hmm. How the mind, any mind, you need to, first you need to get the information. Mm-hmm. What kind of mind there? Mm-hmm. What state of mind is there? Mm-hmm. You need to watch, continue. Watch your this. First, you need to know how to watch the mind also. Very important. Right? So, how do you know you have a mind?
Okay.
Right?
Because of sensations, for example.
Sensation is not mind. Sensation is a physical process. This is a... How do you know you have a mind?
Okay.
What is the mind? Thoughts. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Thought. Okay. If you know your thought mean is you know the mind.
Okay.
So every time you watch the thought many times, practice many times, slowly the mind more understanding how to watch this.
Okay.
Because nowhere. This is understand level. So thought
maybe,
is nowhere.
Maybe I just look too much on sensations, right? And not on the mind. Maybe I should focus more on the mind and less on sensations.
Well, together. Together. Yeah. They are happening together.
Okay.
Happening together. Physical and mental is a relationship have.
Okay.
If you want to see the knowing mind, you start to the object. Go to the object. Object there, and you know the object mean is there, knowing mind already there. Mm. But you not understanding this knowing mind is not like obviously like an object.
Okay.
You feel the hot. Mm. Now you touching.
Yeah.
The touching is obvious.
Yeah.
But do you know there's a knowing?
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Mm. Right? Knowing and touching there together. Without knowing, you cannot feel touching.
But no, without touching, no knowing.
They're both together. So you get you start with the object and then slowly you can find the mind.
Okay.
Knowing nature is a mind.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Knowing the sound, we call hearing.
Okay.
Without seeing, also there's a knowing already. So object, you start to the object, we start to meditate with the object, and slowly we know there's a knowing.
Okay.
Knowing mind, and there's a being known.
Okay.
Object is being known, object is being known. Mm. There is a knowing. Mm-hmm. And slowly then you can see the mental activity. But first, we need to know about how to watch that, how to aware this mind. Mm-hmm. So, theoretically, I explain to you, thinking is mind, knowing is mind, intention is mind, feeling is mind. For example, hungry, then desire to eat, intention to eat arising.
Okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. This, the happen place is happening. Hungry and desire to eat is different happening, right?
Sorry, hungry and?
Hungry and desire to eat.
Yeah.
Intention to eat is a different nature, right?
Okay.
Hungry happening in the stomach.
Yeah.
Physical.
Mm.
This is a rupa. This is a material. This is a material. In the hungry is in the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know you are intention to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Very obviously, everybody know.
Yeah.
But they not understanding how to use as objectively watch this intention. But you feel intention there. Mm-hmm.
The intention you mean, now I want to eat. This is the
intention. Yes, want to eat is mine.
Okay.
If you recognize the mind, this happening is this is mine.
This is the mind. Okay. So when there's suffering, where is the mind? What is the
suffering? There's a feeling.
Yeah.
Pleasant, unpleasant feeling.
Yeah.
You can feel sad. Right?
Kind of sadness. Sad. Yeah.
Sadness is more obvious.
Yeah.
Sadness is a feel. You can feel.
Yeah.
Sadness.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Yeah.
How sad?
Yeah.
Little bit sad or very sad?
Little bit sad. Not
whatever.
Very,
not sometimes very sad.
Yeah.
So you can feel.
Yeah.
So the mind is cannot see. No form, no shape, no color, no way. Mm-hmm. But you can experience this happening or this doing. For example, pay attention is doing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You pay attention to your hand.
Pay attention to sadness.
Yeah. No. Pay attention to the hand.
Yeah.
Pay attention is mind.
Okay.
Do you know you are paying attention?
Okay.
And this is a mind.
So watching the sadness is mind.
Feeling is mind. I explaining to you, if you happening, you can know the mind.
Yeah, okay.
Mind good. Happening or mind is doing.
Okay.
Mm. Right? Mm. Thinking. Sometimes we try to think.
Mm.
We need to think.
Yeah.
We enjoy to think.
Yeah,
think.
Yeah,
this also this activity of mind. The mind is doing something.
Okay.
Or mindful, this also active.
Okay.
The mind is doing something. Mm. But you can know.
Okay.
So many times you recognize again and again, slowly like this. You know how to watch the mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The mind, all mind happening here.
Okay.
And later, you're very skillful. And how to watch this? This is understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot show.
Okay. And not knowing the mind is suffering? Is that suffering?
Suffering is a feeling. We call suffering is feeling. Mentally feeling.
But maybe when I don't see the mind, maybe this is a kind of suffering?
Don't see the mind is suffering.
When I don't realize, when I forget, when I'm not mindful.
Yeah.
Is this suffering?
If you forget mindful, mean it's a lot of defilements there. Must be suffering.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Even the deluded also, you don't know, it's so suffering, not peaceful.
Mm. Yeah. Deluded mind is suffering, right?
Yeah. Deluded also suffering.
That's it. Yeah.
Suffering means it's not peaceful.
Yeah. Right. That's it. Yeah. Okay.
So you can feel your suffering.
That's it.
The mind, if you're suffering, physical and mental both together happening.
Mm.
You're tight here.
Mm. Yeah.
Or tense here.
Yeah.
And the whole muscle is tense.
Yeah.
Mm. Because the mind is suffering, the physical also change.
You're right.
Okay. Right. If your mind is peaceful, the body also relax.
Mm.
This is body and mind relationship. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, so
thank
now
you,
you check your mind.
Check it out. Check.
With the watching the objects, one minute I can focus on sensation, and then my mind, is that okay just to move my object around?
Yes.
So that's okay way to practice?
Yes.
Just know, one
minute.
Just
experience the sensation first.
Things that arise.
We know the bodily sensation first.
Yeah.
And slowly the mind, slowly you can feel, if your awareness stay longer, to stay with the body yourself, then slowly he can know other mental activity.
Mm. And then
thinking, feeling.
And you can move around as the different things arise.
Right.
And that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to know, you need to ask.
If you want to know,
you can ask.
Like,
it is
what is the object?
For your chance to give the chance.
Yeah.
If you're not clear understanding,
practice
is difficult. Right?
So I can ask you, you mean? That's what you mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Also, I have a lot of sleepiness as well.
Yeah.
Like this man. And then this morning, I decided just to sit, though I felt very sleepy.
Mm.
And I just stayed and sat, rather than I thought, should I go and walk? Or, but it felt, I just sat. And that felt okay. Eventually, something started to change.
You can use this sadness also object.
you can aware your sadness.
Mm.
And also, if you're sleepiness, also object, you can use sleepiness.
Mm.
Also object.
Yeah, started to do that.
Yeah, you can feel, right?
That's
sleepy,
what I was
trying
to do,
you can use as an object.
Mm, yeah.
Important is you not resist this happening.
I was trying to stay with it so I could embrace it.
Yeah, try again and again, sleeping. You can aware this sleepiness. Mm. If your awareness better and better, sleepiness gone.
Yeah, and
this
did,
is a defilement and defilement and wholesome mind and unwholesome mind is which is more stronger, they win.
Yeah, the
so
whole
try
mind
patient and try again and again. It, aware the awareness becomes better and better. Sleeping and go.
It was like a patience.
Yes,
I had a lot of
patience.
With
beginning,
it.
You patient.
And I asked.
Try again.
And then I asked some questions.
Accept,
why?
Accept
why am I sleeping?
No, no, no. Later, later.
Later. Okay. Not yet. Just stay with it.
Investigate is when you have a lot of awareness better.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Very peaceful.
Yes.
And see clearly. That time you can investigate better. Otherwise, you more confused.
Yeah. Yeah. And because. Because I have just arrived, my mind, all these questions, I don't want them all.
Oh, I'm confused.
Yeah, I realized it was confusing.
That's
yeah.
why you need to talk.
Yeah, talk to
just you. Listening is not enough because of your experience is yours.
Mm.
Other experience, other.
Oh, I see. So it's
right?
okay to talk
yes,
because
right.
of that. Yeah, thank you. And then after, then there was another feeling that came once the sleepiness went.
Huh?
When the sleepiness went, I had another feeling afterwards, which was like vulnerable or
yes.
sad.
Anything happening in your mental state or physical
yes.
process or mental process, this you we need to watch. Use as an object, right?
So it felt like the sleepiness was laid over some other feelings. Is that
yes,
is that possible?
Yes, feelings, yeah.
Underneath
feeling
there's
is
some
object,
other feeling,
right.
yeah, and there's layers. Sleepiness is covering up a feeling,
yes,
maybe?
Because of sleepiness gone, the mind becomes more clear.
Yeah.
So you can see, you can aware of many more subtle
more
objects.
More subtle feelings,
right.
okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
I would like to ask you, today in the night I woke up and I was quite paralyzed by a dream. By something.
Sitting meditation.
Pardon?
When you are sitting meditation night?
No, 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 no. I was sleeping and I woke up
uh-huh.
because I had a dream and
yeah.
I was paralyzed by this in this dream.
Uh-huh.
And then I woke up and there's a body sensation. I cannot watch because if I watch it, I became even more paralyzed.
How paralyzed?
Paralyzed.
Uh-huh.
Stuck. How to deal with it?
Just know. Just know this happening.
Okay.
You still continue paralyzed or not? our responsibility is just know, just aware, right? What is happening, right?
Yes,
do you understand this meaning?
Yes, I do understand.
So, look at our right. So we're not doing anything. We are just seeing, this happening. You are we recognize. That's all. Oh, body happening like this. Oh, body happening like this.
Okay, it's very nice.
Body is tense. Oh, you know body is tense. Body is relaxed. Oh, body is relaxed. That's all. Nothing to do.
Well, I do. Of course, I do understand. But to be paralyzed is maybe something. Well, it's the same. But if I'm aware of this to be paralyzed, it gets stronger even.
Just if you focus, become more tense.
That's the only thing. Yeah.
Don't focus. I said, don't focus. If you focus, the mind involved.
Okay, that was the question.
Right.
Yeah.
If you focus, focus energy strong, the mind involved with this experience.
Okay. Thank you.
So step back, just recognizing the far away.
Okay.
Right.
Should one check the attitude in such a situation of a strong emotion? Is
yes.
It, yeah, yeah.
Right.
The attitude, if there is a fear present or...
What motivation is there?
What motivation?
Yeah, motivation is some defilement there. Check attitude mean is what... Actually, is a check attitude mean is check their thinking, idea, and feeling.
Sorry?
Check the attitude mean is check the idea, thinking,
uh-huh.
and feeling.
And the feeling, yeah.
If you're wrong attitude, mean feeling is suffering.
Uh-huh.
If you're right attitude, mean right thinking, feeling is
Okay. Neutral. Uh-huh. Or present.
So I would like to ask how to be aware without words.
Without words?
Yeah, because when I am observing objects.
Yeah, labeling.
Yeah, but it's unintentional labeling. I have never learned about labeling, but the words are always by supplied by the mind, like wind, pleasant.
Because you practiced before you use labeling, right?
I didn't.
Oh, you not didn't. So now labeling come?
Yeah, it's always there, always. Oh.
This is the nature of the mind. This is natural labeling, is no problem anymore.
But sometimes it happens when I'm aware of more objects.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm outside and I'm aware of the temperature, wind, mm-hmm. some thoughts, smells.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many objects and somehow there are so many words suddenly.
Yes.
And
yes.
I feel that I'm behind the words.
Yes.
Something already else is happening.
Okay.
But I'm using the words which were there before because they are not so fast.
Okay. So now you see this happening, all are become objectively happening in front of you. That means awareness there. Everything happening you see, right?
That's okay.
Labeling is the nature is the mind. Every time the mind notice the object, the mind start to talking about this object.
And I wonder, is there awareness without words? When you are
cannot stop this talk, an internal dialogue. Internal monologue is nature. Mm-hmm. Those should not be stopped. Let it be. If you know this thought, it means you are not the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is in a voice or sentence or voice. In the thought, it says there is a appear in a we call internal monologue.
Yeah.
Internal monologue. Sometimes dialogue. This is a thought. This is a mind.
Uh-huh.
So you need to aware of this happening.
Yeah, I am only the.
Yeah, you're aware already. That's why you said this become in front of. The bed behind the awareness there. So they are happening, you know.
So I could just watch the track of the words and just leave them, actually.
Yeah, let it be.
Let it be.
Let it be.
Mm-hmm.
They come and talk and silent, and then stop, silent, come and go, and go.
Yeah, like, exactly.
That's all.
Okay.
You cannot stop this labeling or words. In the thinking, there's a words. Sentence, image, smell, sensation, even sensation the mind can create. Happening.
Mm-hmm.
You remember sometimes past experience that this is some experience, he can call back. But this is not real. This is in mind door happening, not real door happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank
you. Yes.
Question,
mm-hmm.
But isn't there a state of mind which is just knowing, and there is no precise object, and there is no labeling? It's just a knowing mind, just knowing.
Sometimes the mind quiet and knowing.
Yes, can just happen. Just of aware,
right.
Being aware
can happen. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Labeling also no problem. Yeah, labeling also no problem.
No problem.
Right.
Labeling.
No labeling also no problem.
Ah, okay. And then
because of this, we cannot control. They do their job.
Cannot.
Yeah. If your awareness better and better, wisdom more stronger and stronger, the mind is not much talking.
Yeah,
just simply
yeah.
knowing. Yeah.
Yeah. I have one little question also. Now at the moment, the practice is very, very solid. It's very grounded. But at the same time, very many objects come at the same time. Very, very many objects. It's like there is mentally and physically many objects arrive at the same time. So the mind looks at these objects but cannot catch.
Yeah, no need to catch. You're watching the body, that's all.
That's all.
Yeah, but you should not go to the body.
No. It's just...
When this inner voice
right.
is criticizing,
Yeah.
Does it mean that there
sometimes
is
criticize, sometimes judging, sometimes planning, sometimes choosing?
Yeah.
Right. This is the mind saying something, right?
That means that there is some dosa behind.
Cannot say only dosa. Many mind can happen.
Yeah.
Wholesome mind also can talk. Mm-hmm. Can say.
Yeah.
Defilement also can say. But if you angry also, every time angry comes, must be talk something, very obviously. But you can know this is a negative idea.
Yeah.
Craving also talk something, what he liking or what he want, slowly he talk. And wholesome mind also, loving kindness also, he talk something.
Yeah.
Wisdom also, the inner white is all the time happening.
They may be also some remembers, for example. Yes.
Right, memory can happen.
Some song or something.
Yeah, some music. Yeah. When you are very young, you like some music, then sometimes forget long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe subtle level, they can do something beyond the very subtle. Mm-hmm. Many, sometimes we don't know what kind of thought. That's, but you know this happening.
Yeah.
Subtle level. Like, that's why this subtle level is always active. Mm-hmm. Happening. That's why it becomes dream.
Yeah.
You are asleep. No, the mind is asleep. Superficial mind sleep, unconscious mind never sleep. That's why this become dream.
Yeah. Thank you.
Who next? You tell your experience. Try you. You need to try. Yes. Your time. Your group, right? No. The guy.
I had no specific question before, but one just came now into my mind as you were talking. Is it possible that if the awareness is strong enough, you can somehow suppress the emotion?
Suppress.
Yeah. Like sometimes when.
Oh, not suppress. If awareness becomes stronger, he not give the chance. Mm-hmm. This is not suppressing.
Because
he not give the chance. Sometimes when it's very strong, wisdom defilement cannot come because he's very strong.
But if the defilement is already there, and there is also some awareness, if I have the feeling that the defilement is as I was watching it, the defilement that it is less over time.
Yes,
less and less. So you say it's not suppressing, right?
Not suppressing. This is not suppressing. Because awareness continue happening, defilement is weaker and weaker. This is a nature. Mm-hmm. This is not suppressing.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember, but it's...
Suppressing it's, is a totally forget and you choose another object. Mm-hmm. Totally, I don't want to see this.
But
choose another object, concentrate, and you forget, try to forget this. Then become underlined, hiding.
But it's still not wisdom, right? It's still not wisdom yet. It's just the
awareness there. Mm-hmm. But if you have something understand right, then wisdom there. But you can watch right way. Mean is you have some understanding there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know how to practice also understand. That's why defilement is weaker and weaker.
Mm-hmm.
If you right practice the wrong way, then defilement is increase.
So is it similar? As with thoughts, that sometimes when you become aware of your thoughts, the thoughts will disappear.
You cannot say. Defilement thinking disappear.
Okay.
Defilement thinking must disappear because the wholesome mind is increased. There is no chance to come. They must be decreased. But wisdom, wholesome mind thinking can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the thinking can disappear. Wholesome mind thing because opposite. Mm-hmm. Wholesome mind each other is a support, not disappear. Can happen continuously.
Mm-hmm.
If you focus too much, then everything good or bad come all disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? Because of you are focused too much, then everything come then gone. With no chance to come. Good state of mind also not cannot chance.
Mm-hmm.
Best state of mind also cannot chance because of you are focused your energy too much strong.
Mm-hmm.
This is not learning process. Controlling process. This is not understanding cannot come.
Mm-hmm.
If you are right practice watching the mind, if you are right,
the wholesome mind arising, they each other support. For example, the piti, samadhi, after samadhi, piti come, right? Mm-hmm. So piti come, then the piti, samadhi, piti helping to the wisdom growing, mm-hmm. not disappear.
Piti is
joy.
Joy. Mm-hmm.
Not disappear. But if you use too much focusing, piti also disappear, become neutral. Mm-hmm. This is too much. It's involved to the process. That's why I said just because step back means far away and watching. They do their job. If you wholesome mind each other, it's support. And wholesome mind cannot come.
Okay, and enough. Mm. If I feel that the defilements, I'm watching it sometime, mm. and it becomes stronger, then...
That's something you're watching is something wrong. Attitude uh-huh. is wrong.
Attitude is right. wrong. Okay. Okay, thank you.
If we recognize that we have the wrong attitude,
well,
we should not want to change it.
Yes. We need to understand it is a wrong attitude.
And if when we understand this, then it will change by itself.
Yes, right.
Yes. As long as we don't understand it
fully. If you're not changing, you continue watching the feeling. If you, this attitude is wrong and strong, not immediately cannot change. Depend on your awareness quality is strong, then you can change. Depend on this mental quality is working.
So
first you need to know this is wrong. So we not follow this. Then continue when, then it slowly disappear.
So in the moment where when I become aware that I have the wrong attitude, I should work on increasing my awareness.
You can increase in your awareness.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Right, right,
yeah.
right, right.
And that will help me to then change the attitude.
There is a two way. You are intentionally change is a beginner. They cannot know how to practice. They start to change the information. Oh, this is a nature. They try to a little bit be helpful, the knowledge. And later, you are understanding more stronger, no need to call back this knowledge. Just watching directly with the wrong attitude and learn something.
Mm-hmm.
You understand something, this totally, then the right attitude come back.
Yeah, clear.
Yes, right.
Now I'm here and it's easier to meditate than in my daily life, that's clear.
Yes.
And how to describe it? For example, when I meditate, I can realize that I get catched by some planning. Some thoughts to the
right.
which is according to what is gonna happen in
right.
future, for example.
Right.
And I can't solve it because I'm here and not there where I don't know, have this condition I could solve the problem or but when I'm back, can I be aware by planning, like during thinking?
If you continue practice, you can maintain your noun quality.
But I can say on the beginning, now I'm going to plan something. But during planning, that's
you can aware your planning, right? Now, here, in a retreat.
Now I can say to myself, just leave it. I don't want to plan. I can't even solve it because I'm here.
Yes.
But when I'm back...
Okay, so if you are skillful to watch how to watch the mind, thinking mind, if you're skillful, then you are planning also, awareness also there.
Yeah, but I'm asking if I'm back... Then for example, planning could be part of your job.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Without planning, we cannot do anything.
But you can get stuck in your thoughts, and as Adam said, you can be lost, and you are not aware of.
Yeah, this is your awareness weak. Your awareness is not strong enough. Then this is difficult to maintain. So if your awareness becomes more stronger, you can maintain continuously now, you maintain your quality, awareness quality continuously, then you can use. Depend on your quality of mind, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can come back and then be planning and I can be still aware of that I'm planning.
Yeah, you try to practice again, again, again. A lot of practice.
Okay.
Make a habit. Right.
Hmm. Okay, my experience is strong thought, and I am aware of strong thought, and then the fear.
Strong thought means the mind wants to think.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And after that, fear is arising.
Okay.
Then I'm trying to be aware of my fear. But sometimes fear is so big, then I'm going back to my body.
Body sensation and back
yes,
and forth.
Yeah, right. And then I go back to
if
fear.
If you don't have enough strength, you need to use the neutral physical object to build up your strength
mm-hmm.
again, then face again.
Yeah. And I realize it when I'm going back to my breath. Then I have tendency to control my breath. Then right. I'm going to my, like, for example, I'm touching my hands uh-huh. or my legs touching the mat. Because so? I'm trying to make my breath longer. Then I don't know if it's okay to go yeah. back to breath no, or no. to go to body sensation.
For breath, example. The same. Any, you can use any object, breath or body sensation, more obvious objects, easy to aware,
mm-hmm.
and build up your strength. At the same time, you can use both feeling or your breath and feeling together, you can watch.
Yeah, I understand, but even if I'm trying to make my breath longer.
Depends on your, you are not strong enough to continue, you build up your longer. That depends on your nature.
Okay.
If you are not confident yet,
mm-hmm.
you continue break, use the focal point to aware and look like this. Look like this. You use this as a stable because aware is obvious,
mm-hmm.
then you can aware, right?
Yes.
And slowly the mind is stronger, then you check the feeling like this.
Yeah, right. And then through the
if you're
night,
not confident, if you have a confident, your awareness skillful, direct, no need to breath.
Okay.
Then direct face the feeling.
Then the fear was coming, you know, and disappearing through the day. And then at night, I had a very heavy dream.
Mm.
And I woke up with big fear.
Like big crying.
Fear. Yes.
Oh, this is your mind happening like this. So every time they appear, your responsibility is don't identify.
Mm-hmm.
Try again to practice again and again and again. If you are more used to closer many times, and slowly the mind understanding about this, you slowly familiar about this. You're not afraid of this. Now you are afraid of this. You don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
Because of you, this is you afraid about this. Because of you don't have right attitude yet.
Mm-hmm.
This is nature. This is objects. Then you can face again and again. Slowly, you are more familiar about this. You're not very afraid of this. Like a pain. Beginning, we don't want to watch the pain. Slowly, the mind become more understanding. Then you understand. Because I understand, the mind can watch the pain again and again. And slowly, we not afraid of the pain. Come. I watch. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. As an object, use as an object. Mm-hmm. Fear also feeling.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
There is a two way to understand or to calm down. There's a two way. If you are not strong and not enough, make the calm down first.
Okay.
If you calm down, then the mind change. Some understanding can arise in, and some wisdom can say something about this. So you need to learn from this. Another way is direct face and learn about something, but more deeper understanding about this process. Because of this is a need to be very skilled.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be more skillful. If you're not skillful yet, to make it calm down. If your mind calm down, then change idea is change. When the fear is very strong, the mind always thinking negative. If your mind fear is calm down, sometimes the mind idea change. On opposite side, the mind can think another way. Then slowly you can find how to think better. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
First days, I realized that my mind actually feels frustrated and
your mind?
confused by comparing to other retreat, which
yeah,
I was.
Yeah, other retreat, compare yeah. other retreat, very confused.
no, actually, because in other retreat, there was a situation that there was no talking allowed.
Mm.
There was just one place I was sitting at during the breakfast, lunch. There was like 1 hour sitting meditation, 1 hour walking meditation, and there was...
sitting, walking.
Yeah. So it was all the same. And here, actually, it's kind of, I can say, democratic.
Democratic.
I can... yeah, I can do whatever I want.
Right.
And that make a confusion in my mind.
Right. But you can make whatever you do, but don't forget to be mindful. No?
Oh. Yeah. And I found actually much more easier to be concentrated or mindful at the first, you know, at the other retreat than here.
Yeah.
But here, actually, I find out that I am more aware of the feelings than I was the time, because the time at the other retreat, all the thoughts which came out or came up to the mind, I was trying to actually
get rid of this.
Yeah, get them away. So actually now I realize that when I see somebody talking, or even when I see somebody approaching and I want to stay aware, I feel annoyed.
Noise, yeah.
Yeah, reaction, so and reaction. I can work with this annoyment that actually I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
And I haven't realized the time, so it's...
Because our practice is, our aim is this practice bring your house, your home, your daily life, right?
Exactly.
So if you daily life, you how to avoid other people approach?
Exactly, that's actually what happened.
Don't come in.
Yeah.
Don't come in. then you can do this. So how to do, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that what was the problem at the time.
You can aware. Everybody come also, you can aware. Why you should angry? Should not angry, right? But people think is I need to meditate. Nobody come.
Yeah.
That means is you are not skillful how to meditate. Other people, around the people, you cannot meditate. So here you can practice skillful. No, but how many people there I can meditate? No problem.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
For daily life, than you. That's why I make more, even the bad days are not open yet. I want to be more open, but then the people cannot control. If you advanced yogi, I know no schedule, no rule anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They want to meditate, come meditate. Right?
So I can go
they
to the metro station
that's why they
and
come.
I can meditate.
I don't need to tell him to meditate. Right? You give the money, you waste the money, and you come to meditate, right? Why I need to push you to meditate? like a kindergarten, you must sitting, walking. I don't want to teach the children. because
actually,
so you want to meditate, you come. So meditate. I noticed I want to communicate with you are more mature way. I don't want to be so you are very childish or nothing, right? You know, you have a new idea. Come, you want to meditate, and also the whole moment to moment meditate. That is more important, right?
Truth.
Any situation, you should be meditate. Otherwise, if you control the you make the surrounding is different, then you meditate, and if you different surrounding, you not have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The actual defilements come because anger has the desire to be alone.
Now we have said open the sixth sense door. Any door you can wear. You can watch. You need to skill how to watch sound. The sound is no problem. Right?
Yeah.
But when you are retreat, very retreat, if you a little bit sound you're angry. So funny. Sound, so what? Sound is a sound. Because of sound, you are aware. Your quality of mind is better and better. If you have a right knowledge, if you have a wrong attitude, every sound you hear,
You are angry, angry, angry.
So I have got actually one question regarding this. There is one person can stay in a black room.
Black room.
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 Room. Like there is a room which is completely actually
without light. Black room. No light. The room no light. Has no light.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks.
Yes.
And somebody brings the food.
Yes, like in the jail. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Would you recommend this for practicing also meditation?
Any situation you can watch how the mind react. How the mind react, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can accept or not. Then you can meditate also. This also can meditate. Because of this, a different surrounding. Every surrounding, you should be meditate. If you know how to meditate right way, any situation, you can meditate.
Mm-hmm.
No light also, you can meditate. If you meditate, they become crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's... But actually, have you gone through some of this experience that you were closed somewhere in?
I'm not have experience, but if you have, I met this experience. I can accept. I try to train my mind and change my mind and try to be practice myself, to be not angry about this situation, right? That's all. Some people they try to go through it in the. Give and how sometimes people they understanding the mind mental nature. The mind is panic. Sometimes panic attack fear.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can have if you overcome this, no problem. You can understand about this process. Important is that the outside thing is not important. What attitude, the way to think is... The way to think is important. Not the outside nature is not very important. Your attitude is more important. Sometimes you go to the jail, then they do like this. I can meditate. I try to meditate. Whatever. You cannot lock your mind, right? They cannot lock your mind, yes.
I'm wondering about what you're saying about meditating in everyday life. And then I have a problem, it seems very hard for me sometimes to stop interacting with people.
Stop?
So when I'm with people, I find it very hard not to interact.
Not interrupt. You need to communicate with other people.
Yeah, I always need to communicate. Yeah. So I wondered how to develop this meditation with other people all around. It seems very
hard
for me.
If you go, you know, you try to communicate, then you're aware of yourself, you know your feeling, you know your mind, and communicate.
So it's learning to slow
peaceful
down.
Communicate or angry communicate, right? You can know about your mind. What state of mind and you start telling your family, loving kindness or angry or whatever. Right? Then you can aware about yourself. If you can more aware of yourself, you can communicate with peaceful mind. More meaningful, more wisely.
Right, yes, the more that you meditate, then you don't need to interact.
If you're not aware yourself,
then
the mind is very angry or sometimes very angry, very anxiety, worry, and then you communicate worse and worse. Relationship worse. If you're aware that wisdom can come, chance to come, wisdom leading your communication, if your wisdom is leading, benefit is very good.
Because it's not, I'm not being angry with people or irritated. It's not that
if you're
sort of
not
problem.
Aware, maybe sometimes.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's true sometimes.
More.
But yeah, so it's more this compulsion to.
Compassion.
It's compulsion. I have a compulsion to interact.
Compassion, right? Yeah. Compulsion is what? Oh, yes,
it's
right.
It's hard for me just to be still
when there are other people. You, your family life is, you cannot stay alone, very difficult.
Yeah, with other people.
But if you're more mature, then you can stay alone. It's
when you got other people,
right,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
right. Like, you need to do something. You should do something for your family.
Yeah, it's like you always want
to. So do. That's why every daily activity you need to practice. Now yeah. You train. How when you cooking, how to practice. When you driving car, how to practice. When you cleaning, how to practice. You need to train here, then you can apply
go
in daylight.
Back. Okay. Thank you.
And later tomorrow, we need to train. To talking meditation.
Yeah. This will be very good for me.
You need to talk 1 hour. You must talk 1 hour in the dining hall. You need to choose your partner. Then you can talk 1 hour. How to mindful and talk.
Yeah.
Try. Then you can apply in daily life. Right? Yeah.
Lunchtime,
no. Evening time. Five to six. Last time also at evening time, dinner time, right? Then you can talk after eating. You can talk 30 minutes. You can have time. How to mindful and talk? The Buddha asking this practice. When you are talking, awareness and wisdom must be present. So how to practice? You should practice, right? Okay, finish. Next time, full time, 1.5 hours.